You had a chance to see the Wagner guys in here talking about, of course, their big event on their way out. That coincides right with what the Chamber of Commerce is going on with the Bash on the Bricks this weekend.
We've had a fantastic time. We started meeting in January planning this event, and we are excited in our office because just to block out the entire street basically and have a big party, and you bring in the car show and then the cruise and then music, and it's going to be hot, so it'll feel like summer. So we are just super excited and very thankful to partner with the Wagners and the Cruising on the Bricks.
Notice you had a Facebook Live thing yesterday where you're kind of explaining your map and everything. That is all updated, right?
Yes, everything is on the app. We have the band information on there, the food truck information. I have a map on the app, too, that lists out all the food trucks and then their locations. And you can actually search that map. So I keep using the example noodles. So if you want to look at noodles, it'll pop up and show you where the noodle food trucks are located. Bathrooms, you can see where the bathrooms are located, what the star means. The only thing you really need money for is your beverage and your food. The Chamber's doing the beer garden. And then bring a lawn chair. It will have some kids' activities throughout the night. Some of the food trucks that are coming, we have Fast Eddie's Pizza. Mm-hmm. Blaine Butkey's going to be there. He's going to be sweating it out with the heat. I think a lot of the food trucks are. We'll have Fatty McGill's, Piggly Wiggly, Sweet Ember. The Scoop will be down there to kind of... I have a feeling they're going to be busy with the
ice cream. A lot of ice cream, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And then, of course, the Thai Noodle Company, Buddha Meats, they will be there. And then we'll also have the Melty Wagon and the Island Noodle Guy from Heritage Days. He is returning. The Thai Food Truck, they will be set up in Norris Park from 5 to 7 on Friday evening, and then they will come back on Saturday. So if you want to try the food and see if you like it, and then you really do like it and you want to eat it again and bring friends, he'll be around on Saturday as well. Food trucks will start serving about noon. We will have some tables and chairs in the food truck area for those who want to sit down and eat. If you want to take it and go, you're more than welcome. If you want to go to some of the restaurants downtown and bring the food into the beer garden area and concert area, you're more than welcome to. I know you can't bring alcohol in, but if you wanted to bring chicken La Prima from El Porto or a burger from the Axe House, you're more than welcome to do that. Poppin' on the Bricks will be having popcorn as well, so you're more than welcome to go visit their store. And then Carniceria will have their Mika snacks and their street tacos and burritos. And just a little plug for that, tomorrow we will be having a ribbon cutting at Carniceria at 2 o'clock. And on Sunday is their 6th anniversary, mm-hmm. So we are super excited to have them as Chamber members, and their food is awesome. So that's one of my go-to favorites when I just want a small street taco and I don't want to make it at home. So, yes. Four dancers only will be selling water. It will be hot. So if you want to support their dance team, they will be down there doing a fundraiser. And then Impact Closet will be joining us in the afternoon, too. They'll be on West First. Any other vendors that want to join us? I know I've had some bakers, I want to say. They will be selling some baked treats. They'll be set up too. And so, just contact the Chamber and I can kind of guide you where you need to be set up. For those with parking, please note that West C Street from B to C, or sorry, West First Street from B to C will be closed off. So like the area where the hub is. And then that will be actually closed off starting Saturday morning. We'll see some food trucks setting down there on Friday night. We're just going to start moving them in to be prepared. Bleachers will be set up. So if you want to sit and watch the cruise, listen to the music, eat your food, drink your beer. The bleachers will be set up within the beer garden, so you're more than welcome to set. It'll be right at the intersection of Norris and C Street, so you can watch the cruise and enjoy the atmosphere, too. So we have, again, food trucks will be serving starting at noon. We do have 350 additional visitors joining us with Tour Day Nebraska. And so they will be doing their award presentation at, and they actually brought in the Broadways, the 4 o'clock band. So the Broadways will be playing from 4 to 6. And then at 6 o'clock, we will have award presentation from Tour Day Nebraska. And then Prairie Plains CASA will be announcing the winner of Corporate Games at 6:30. And then we have a couple chamber awards that will also follow that. And then at 7 o'clock, Got You Covered, we'll be playing the 70s and 80s. So we're excited to have them come from Omaha. And it's always fun when you have a new group that's never been this far west. And just like the Thai food truck, I was trying to figure out when he'd set up at the park, and he told me, I really want to just do 5 to 7 because I want to explore McCook. So that's always awesome to hear. So if you do see him in the park, please make sure to give him your business and then also be super friendly. Show him the McCook Pride. I'm trying to convince him to come out for Heritage Days. So I met him at the Jean Leahy Mall when I was visiting my daughter and twisted his arm, and his wife said, I want to go see the country too. And so thankfully she chimed up. It always takes that wise woman in the house sometimes.
There you go.
So,
yeah.
They are kind of stepping out of their comfort zone and coming out this way. So we're excited to have them. Again, I could not have done this without my sponsors, High Street Insurance, Citadelli, Community Hospital, Wagner's, and the Red Willow County Tourism. They've helped so much with all of the events, and a lot goes into them. And then also M&B Bank. Without my big sponsors and my volunteers, my chamber board, they're giving up their Saturdays. They're going to be setting out in the heat with me. So setting up and then also at the bar. So again, a big shout out to all of them. I appreciate it.
So on Saturday, all this starts right around lunchtime, doesn't
it? Yes. So you'll have food at noon, and then you can walk around, do a little bit of shopping, and then the car show will start at 3, and then I know that they'll have kids' activities too. And then 4 o'clock, the band starts. The beer garden opens. So, yeah, keep watching our Facebook page for any more updates, and check out the app, too. The app has a lot of the information on there. So, yeah, any questions, you can reach me at the chamber office, 345-3200. Email address is director@mccookchamber.org.
Well, nice job, Sarah. I know you've worked your tail off trying to get this thing all put together, haven't you?
It's been a lot of fun. And like I said, I couldn't do it without sponsors and also my volunteers. And partnering with the Wagners, it's just been a lot of fun. I enjoy working with Garrett, Chandler, Ashley, and Trisha. I'm smiling because I was in the dealership the other day and Garrett found a megaphone.
I saw that the other day. Yes. I didn't see that.
So he walked up behind me and startled me a little bit. I was like, wait a second. Yeah. So, yep. And then Jade and Bill Lesko, they've been really helping me fine-tune the bar because they do such a great job at the fair and with the concert, and so I wanted to make sure I had that smooth transition as well. We will have Venmo available, so if you want to purchase something to drink at the Chamber Beer Garden, you're more than welcome to. We'll have a card reader if you don't bring cash. There is an additional small fee for the card reader and Venmo just to help pay our costs, but other than that, it's going to be fun, and we're going to end the day on a bang. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You don't have anything scheduled for Sunday, do you?
A nap and cleanup.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Nate will be home, and usually we spend the weekends prepping for the work week, and, yeah, it'll be just playing catch-up at home, I think, now that the event will be over. Then switch gears on Monday and get ready for Family Fun on the Bricks.
And so, that'll be coming up once again. I'm looking at my calendar on the 17th of July.
Yes, yep. So that's where we will close down the streets. KICX will be out there doing some advertising. I just heard from Linda over at Horizon. They'll be giving away pulled pork sandwiches that evening. And we have lots of retailers on and off the bricks that will be having sales. So keep watching social media. And, yeah, it'll be fun.
A good time. You bet.
Yep.
And awesome. And then July 17th, in your August, and back to school.
Heritage Days.
Heritage Days. Starting to get ready for that in September.
Yes. I'll focus on Heritage Days. That way I don't have to focus on having the last senior in the house.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you letting me come in.
You bet. We'll keep plugging away over the next couple of days, and we'll see you out and about on Saturday, where KICX and the Hawk are going to be there 3 o'clock as well for a couple of hours downtown, sweating like everybody else.
That's right. Just bring a couple of changes of clothes and... drink lots of water. Yep. You'll be good.
When you go home, you're going to need an ice cold shower when you go home. That's for sure.
I am very thankful that Nate is still a little bit part of the law office. So I can go in there, change clothes, wash my face, cool off.
There you go.
And then come right back out to the chaos. So it'll be a lot of fun.